This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is approaching the milestone of 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus. That's according to experts monitoring the outbreak. By Monday evening, the U.S. had tallied more than 6.8 million infections and lost 199,818 lives to the virus. That's the highest death toll in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said people aged 65 or older make up more than three-quarters of all the coronavirus deaths in the United States. In Europe, countries across the continent are imposing new restrictions as cases of COVID-19 grow. Britain reported 4,362 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday, as the country nears a total of 400,000 cases. Chris Whitty, Britain's chief medical officer, and Patrick Vallance, chief scientific advisor, announced Monday during a nationally televised address that the country is, quote, heading in the wrong direction and has reached a critical point in its response. In France, health officials have opened new testing centers in Paris to cope with a surge in cases. Italy announced Monday that it would make testing for COVID-19 compulsory for people traveling from Paris and some other parts of France. Authorities in Spain's capital, Madrid, began stopping people Monday from going in or out of neighborhoods that have been partially locked down to stop the spread of the virus. The pandemic is also having an effect on the world's refugees. A new study released Monday by the Norwegian Refugee Council shows nearly 80% of people displaced by conflicts have lost a job or revenue since the beginning of the outbreak. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you